Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Monday, November 17th. Year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:09 headed to 9:10. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it. I can prove it because I've lived here all my life. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems, his first and biggest company, like David Antoine, Fleetville, Frank Olszewski, Wilkes-Barre, Robert D'Alessandro, Plymouth, Herschel Klinger, Bloomsburg. Veterans we've lost but celebrate today thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with the certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials. Because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter what they do with it. Now, because they were armed with these freedoms, and only because of that fact, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Now, this Bob Cadaro show, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order for another week, another Monday, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you, much needed in a world that has gone crazy. It really has. You can't. There's just such intense, I guess you'd say dislike for the other side. But I will tell you that I look at things and say, man, where did this Democrat Party go? They have gone off the deep end. Nothing they do even, they don't even attempt to make sense anymore. They just don't even care about that. And because they don't make sense, because what they're prescribing is based on lies, then they have to lie. And then they carry the lie out so they supposedly don't get caught. It was like the government being closed. What, 43 days? The record? And they had the nerve to say, now here they are in the Senate voting 15 times against opening the government and saying the Republicans closed it. Trump closed it. It's just insane. Why? I don't understand. And again, it's many things I don't understand about them right now. Why don't you say, and some did get caught in moments of candor. Listen, we're closing the government to cause pain in order, and which we never believed in before, in order to get something we want, which is to pretend that Obamacare is working. Believe me, there was hundreds of billions of dollars in there for health insurance and coverage for illegal aliens. That was part of it. But the main reason, and let us hope the Republicans, unfortunately, they're divided on their solutions for the replacement of Obamacare, but it's been a disaster. It has tripled, at a minimum, tripled our monthly health insurance payments. It has, at the same time, increasing copays and deductibles dramatically. It's just, it's a crazy thing. I mean, it's there's not one level on which it has succeeded. And so now the Democrats wanted $400 billion to give to insurance companies so that they would pretend that Obamacare is working, that it makes sense. But why not say that? Look, Obamacare is politically popular, even though it has done nothing that Barack Obama said it would do, even though that it's based on a lie, on a falsehood, and that it's an abject failure, we still want to support it. Just say that. Can't anybody on the Democrat side tell the truth anymore, at least on leadership? Well, one person can. And for the most part, that's John Fetterman, which it's actually stunning. So now the other thing that happened, again, the perfect example of the lying Democrats. There's no reason to lie. I don't get it. The Epstein files or documents, it's, I guess that's the catch-all word, Epstein files. So Trump says, go ahead. I don't care. I'd rather not be talking about this, but unfortunately, nobody will talk about anything else, so why not? Vote to open up whatever. Open up Pandora's box. And whoever gets hurt, gets hurt. Everybody knows that the Biden administration, that the Biden Justice Department, if the Epstein files hurt Trump, they would have been all over it in the 4 years they controlled it. That documentation. Everybody knows that. Anybody that even has a brain knows that. Donald Trump is hiding it because he doesn't want that to be talked about instead of his achievements. Remember, his ego is front and center. He wants to be the subject of conversation, not Epstein. He might have wanted them released earlier if he was in the middle of it, but he's not. And so they'll be released and it'll be underwhelming, which is what Donald Trump found out. The guy's a scumbag, sexual predator, deviant. He probably, and I think one of the reasons people don't want to release information on Epstein is that he probably worked for Israeli intelligence. He probably worked for American intelligence. And they don't want it released. In fact, even though everybody knows it, I put that in air quotes. So anyway, that's probably going to happen. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a big so what. And there'll be a lot of redactions because of his association with foreign and American intelligence agencies. And then during this week, we're hoping Republicans can come to a consensus on how to replace Obamacare, which has failed miserably. The tariff decision's a little ways off, argued in front of the Supreme Court, and it's going to be interesting which way that goes. I said to people, I said, I'm sanguine about this, even though it is very possible, I don't even know if I go as far as saying likely, but very possible that the conservative justices will say that Trump exceeded his authority in unilaterally imposing these tariffs. Now, it didn't cost us any more money in this country. That anybody who says that is lying. They're making it up. But the fact is, Trump may have exceeded his legal authority as president of the United States, even though that's the only bargaining chip he has to try to bring us to a level playing field in terms of trade with the rest of the world. So we'll see how that develops. But I said this, I'm comfortable with this Supreme Court making the right decision, whether it's favorable to the Trump administration or not. And I'm also comfortable that the Trump administration will figure a workaround to continue to even out the playing field on world trade. So no issue. When you got competent people involved, and they're doing what they believe is the right thing for the country, things have a way of working out. When the last 4 years, when they were doing the wrong thing for the country, wrong thing for America, the wrong things for the world, every single day, in every single way, you knew the results were going to be awful. And sadly, they were. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're going to return. A little history, a little music, but first, our great sponsors. The Kingston Trio. Wermer found this one. He tells us that on November 17, 1958, they had the number one hit with Tom Dooley. It's, you know, all kinds. I think it's cute. Let's go right to Bill. Oh, by the way, and before that, Harry S. Truman, in an address to a special session of Congress, called for emergency aid to Austria, Italy, and France. Sort of the precursors, and it was approved by Congress, precursors to the Marshall Plan, which worked. It worked. Quite amazing. Let's go to Bill from Pittston. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Angry.
Fire away.
Angry at the Pope.
Okay.
I think he's a political person. I don't. This whole thing where he's instructing his bishops to go on the attack to the Trump administration under the delusion that he's aiding illegal aliens. He's a terrible theologian as well. I mean, no, he's not terrible, but he's not good, put it that way. I mean, there is, you know, just his conclusions with things, very manipulative. But really, he's got these guys where he wanted everything published, you know, to position himself to say that all these illegal aliens are okay. They're justified. They're being unfairly picked on. And the bishops are doing it. They were, the priests were encouraged to preach from the pulpit on it on Sunday. Why doesn't he have this attack for abortion? Why aren't the priests?
There you go. Man, that's because you know what? If you're an illegal alien and you're sent out of this country because you're here illegally, which makes all the sense in the world, by the way, you have another life wherever we return you to. If you're aborted, you have no life. Which is the priority? Very strange. I agree with you.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's about money because, you know, they'll get support from people that really aren't educated on the situation.
Well, remember this, too. Catholic Social Services makes a fortune. They made a fortune during the Biden administration in they were one of the favored NGOs to take money from the federal government and state governments in order to ease the process of illegals coming into this country. They made a fortune.
Just look at his position on Dick Durbin. Let's not judge the guy on one issue.
Yeah, that's another one.
Let's look at his great career where he's for an open border. I mean, the way this guy makes decisions is very un-Catholic. And the thing is, I mean, why, again, look who he surrounds himself with. He just had a bunch of Hollywood types come down. Almost every one of them was a liberal and a pro-abortion person. And he's encouraged them to speak out through film, like Spike Lee, you know, all the Robert De Niro. It just, he's showing his hand. I really wanted to like this guy. I really wanted to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
to support him. But I think he's a charlatan. I think all he is a political person enamored with celebrities, because if he was a true leader of the flock, he'd be fighting for the unborn. He'd be fighting, make that his primary concern. And he'd show the same zealousness that he's showing for, like you said, illegal aliens. We want immigrants in this country. We don't want murderers and rapists in this country. And they're not in the same category as people that come over here in a justified way. Yep. They're not the same.
Yep.
And he can't make that decision. That shows his shallowness.
Appreciate
you it,
man.
A little worked up?
You should be. I am too. I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you always, Bill. Let's go to HVAC Dude on Tom Dooley. Tell us about that song.
Hey, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You know, who doesn't like a good murder song? But the question, though, is, did he do it or not?
What was he accused of?
Killing a young girl. And everyone around town pointed the finger at him. And
was this in Ireland or was this here?
I don't know. I think it's an old traditional song.
Okay.
From what I know. I know that Doc Watson has performed it, and more recently Billy Strings has performed it. But never in a million years did I think I would hear a bluegrass classic on an intro on WILK. But if someone was going to do it, it is going to be you, because you know you're a man of culture, you know, music.
No,
art,
we got our
group,
guy Murph,
you know?
our guy Murph has to get 100% for that credit for that. I love his picks, that one among it. Yeah.
But all these older bluegrass songs, you know, like, they're just such good stories, full of feeling and just mm-hmm. so well written, you know, the murder songs, the prison songs, the mama songs, the train songs, you know, Shall I Continue, you know, like,
yeah.
I just love some bluegrass music, and it was just really exciting to hear that played this morning and put a giant smile on my face. So thank you very much for that.
You made my day, and I'm sure you made Murph's day as well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we play our songs, if you notice, I play them a little longer. It's not just an intro. It's part of the show, because I really think Murph's picks are solid.
It's always thoroughly enjoyed.
All right, my man. Thank you, HVAC Dude. We appreciate it.
You have a great day.
You too. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, our great sponsors. We've got a Veterans Tribute when we come back, and the weather. And then we'll talk to you if you want to text or call 570-883-0098. Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. His first company, his biggest company, Eastern Roofing Systems. Headquartered in Jessup, they're one of the largest, and they are the premier roofing contractors in the eastern United States. Institutional, commercial. But guess what? If you live in Northeast Pennsylvania, if you're hearing my voice, they could do your home or your small business using all that expertise, all that buying power. Eastern Roofing Systems. In Jessup. David Antoine. He was 96 when he passed away, October 27th. He was from Fleetville. Born in Clark Summit, 1929. His family says he was a remarkable, great man of faith who will be remembered with his life beginning on the farm with his 10 siblings. He graduated from Benton Township Vocational High School. 1947. He then married Janice, the love of his life, for 65 years. He served us in the United States Air Force. He returned and raised a family of five, which grew into 15 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. What a legacy. He enjoyed his working years as a stone quarryman, an employee of Procter & Gamble, and as a Walmart greeter. We love Sudoku, jigsaw puzzles, cribbage, crosswords, card games. David is survived by four of his children, a son and three daughters. Sadly, preceded in death by his wife, Janice, in 2017. Eight of his siblings, his son, David, and a great-grandson, Caleb Miller. David Antoine, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. The Four Seasons. Murph tells us this date, 1962. They had the number one hit with that great song, Big Girls Don't Cry. Bob Carroll, back with you. It just came across on my monitor in the studios here. 6 months. 6 months without a release of one illegal into the country under Donald J. Trump. Now, if you fell for the lie that the border was secure under Biden, the repeated lie, if you fell for the lie that Biden told in public numerous times, including at a State of the Union, I need legislation to close this border. Now we know they wanted an open border. They wanted that disgrace. They wanted that disruption. And there's no two ways around it. Quite amazing. Well, a friend of the program, but a guy that I've followed around quite a bit, is with us to talk about whatever he wants to talk about. And that's Teddy Daniels, former congressional candidate, veteran, raconteur, and all of that. Teddy, how are you?
Bob, I am great, buddy. How have you been, man? It's been a few years, hasn't it?
Yes, doing great, doing great. What do you got? What's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, brother, I want to address the whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing that got canceled up there at the Woodlands.
Okay.
So I've been seeing a lot of things. I've been hearing a lot of things. And initially, we had the venue. Ticket sales were incredible. And then the Woodlands started getting threats. People have been sending me posts online from the left. Hey, congratulations. We did it. We flooded their phones. We did this. We did that. And, you know, Bob, it's a shame. It really is.
Why would just out of curiosity, it's a rhetorical question, I know.
Well, you're going to get an answer.
But why would the left? Why would the lefties? Why would the Democrats? Why would that whole scuzz part of our community not want Kyle Rittenhouse to appear? I don't get it. I really don't.
You know, Bob, I think this was just a way to try to unite conservatives, Republicans, free thinkers in the area. And, you know, we aren't the ones who wake up every morning, turn on the liberal media, and are told what to be offended by that day.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, Bob, that's the case.
I know. And, I know it.
You know, like we
they love to be offended. They absolutely, they bathe in it.
They do. And I think it's a whole victimhood mentality. And I will give them this, Bob. I will give credit where credit is due. Okay? They are definitely united.
Yes.
I will give them that. They are united, and they will go to any length possible to shut down any type of opposing viewpoint, opinion, or speech. I mean, you've seen it with Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
Okay? They will do whatever it takes. And, you know, once the whole Charlie Kirk incident happened, you know, I felt that this was the time to show people we're not going to be bullied. We're going to stand up. You cannot silence us. And the sad part of it, Bob, is we're not the violent side. Okay, none of these people coming to this event are violent people. you know, we just wanted to hear Kyle and the unjust arrest, the malicious prosecution, and then how the media, again, which is another huge problem in this country, Bob,
mm-hmm.
how the media tried to destroy this young man, and he beat them all. Another person we were going to have speaking was Melissa Isaac. She is the first attorney that got an acquittal on a trial for a January 6th defendant. Honestly, Frank should have had her as his attorney. Okay? Because I know Frank's listening right now. Frank's my buddy. I love the guy. Frank should have had Melissa. I had my buddy Mike Crispy, who's a host on Real America's Voice. He was going to come speak. We had representatives from Turning Point USA to come speak to get younger folks involved. And Bob, it's sad. It really is. And the thing that bothers me too is, where were our elected officials to stand up? And what I've noticed is everybody wants to stand up and yell MAGA and yell America first until it's time to take action. And then they're afraid of any type of backlash or people saying bad things about them. Bob, you know the stuff I've been through, okay? Say whatever you want to say about me at this point. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It's not going to change my resolve on where I stand on issues. And I think too many people are afraid to stand up, and that needs to change. And we thought, you know, hopefully, you know, the incidents that happened over the last couple months, that would fire some people up and get people involved and get people to change. But no, you know, the venue. Well,
Teddy Daniels, are there other options for doing an event like this in the future?
Oh, it's going to happen, Bob, but it's not going to happen in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's a shame.
And that's the sad part.
But we've got so many Second Amendment people in Northeast PA, so many gun owners. It actually is a great venue, maybe the perfect venue for bringing in a guy like Kyle Rittenhouse, who was going to be beaten to death, and he defended himself with the weapon he had. It's a crazy thing. I'm nuts.
And, you know, Bob, I mean, President Trump embraced Kyle Rittenhouse during and after everything that happened. And it's disheartening. And I think I don't consider myself a Republican. I consider myself a conservative. And I think Republicans and conservatives need to unite, and they need to start seeing things on face value. Bob, you know, the one thing I noticed, the big difference between Democrats and Republicans, Democrats will find one thing they like about a person, unite, and support him to the end. Republicans will find one thing they don't like about a person and not support them at all.
Well, we're more skeptical. But remember, again, remember to be popular in the Democrat Party, you've either got to swallow or somehow slide by that lunatic agenda that the party has adopted.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Because, again, they will unite, and they will eat their own, too. But I've never seen it so bad in politics today where the right is eating themselves alive. And I'm going to say this, Bob, and I know it's probably going to end up upsetting a lot of people. You have a rotting, cancerous core of the establishment GOP. And it's almost like they're fighting for power and fighting for control instead of standing up and fighting for their constituents. And, you know, you can give me all the lip service in the world you want, but show me action.
Yep.
And, you
Teddy,
know,
we've got a hard break in about 3 seconds, so I have to let
I'll
you go.
Here.
Keep checking in, my friend. Keep checking in. We'll be back. Well, Murph tells us this date, 1966, the Beach Boys had the number one hit in the UK with Good Vibrations. I always think of the band Ralph when I hear that song. A local band by the name of Ralph. They were able to do cover Chicago and the Beach Boys better than anybody, sometimes better than the bands themselves. And that's who I think of. I really do. So it was good to talk to Teddy Daniels. He's a controversial guy, and here's the thing that Republicans, whether they're party officials or otherwise, have to be aware of. And by the way, on the other side too, on Teddy's side of things, they've got to be aware, TJ Fitzgerald's side, they've got to be aware that to be the majority party, which we have the majority of sentiment on our side. And I'm like Teddy, I'm not a Republican, I'm a conservative first. But in order to be a big tent and to actually govern, we've got to accept prickly personalities, prickly points of view as part of the process, and we have to be able to fight it out in a primary and then fully support whoever wins, or you won't retain your position as majority party. Take a look at Luzerne County Council. At the same time the Republicans are taking over on registration, they're losing the county council. Go figure. Republican candidates losing. So we've got to find the happy medium, and we've got to keep the tent open for all people. And I think this event was a great event, a great idea. In the end, didn't happen, unfortunately. But would have been great for bringing more people into the tent, which is the point. We got to stop the fighting on the conservative side, on the common sense side. We really have to stop it. So I hope you all had a good weekend. I certainly did. My mother's birthday yesterday, we're celebrating it tonight, although she got her grandchildren up there yesterday. And then on Friday, did nothing. Saturday, we went to our friend Michael Pellucci. We had a little surprise birthday party for him. I said, "Whoopi, what a great surprise you pulled off. It was 2 weeks before his birthday. Of course he was surprised." But it was a great party, great people, Saturday night. And then Cutie and I just stayed on the couch all yesterday. Great stuff. I love to do that. Watch a little football, the Eagles winning. I didn't check with my weekend Warriors picks. It was more of a defensive struggle, at least as far as the Eagles go. I think they covered the point spread. I couldn't stay up for the, I realized I drifted off for the last minute or so of the game, and I don't know if they scored on the Eagles, the Lions. I like the Lions because I like their coach. All right. Anyway, that's the deal. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're gonna take this break because it's time for the news. My Bacardo Jewelers watch. I go by it religiously. And it's not a Raymond Weil watch. It's not Breitling, not Oris, not Longines, not Michelle, not Shinola, not Luminox, not Swiss Army, not Seiko, not Tory Burch, not Victorinox, not Bulova, not G-Shock. It is a Bacardo's jeweler watch. And it tells me it's 10 and change, meaning we got to go. We'll be back with Monday. Well, no, we don't have Monday musings today. That's right. We don't have Monday musings. Our man John is Perillo's traveling today, so he didn't pick a day. I told him, I said, you could do it any day. Any day of the week. We'll have Monday musings on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, whichever works for you. But he's traveling today and expecting to be held up at the airports. We haven't gotten all the kinks out of the system that the Democrat Party put into it. So we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.